Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the final archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I am your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP that year. And tonight, we're going back to the year of 1977, and we're going to start off with a song from a soundtrack album. It's a song by Boz Scaggs called Lowdown, which was originally on his album Silk Degrees, which was released in 1976. The song reached number 3 on the Hot 100, sold a million copies, and won a Grammy for Best R&B Song that year. But I'm not taking it from that album. I'm taking it from a soundtrack album, the soundtrack to the movie Looking for Mr. Goodbar, starring Diane Keaton and Richard Gere, and there's a bunch of other people in there. It's kind of a, I don't want to say depressing movie, but it certainly is an unflinching look at some life in the 70s. And the soundtrack's actually got some really great stuff on here. It's got Don't Leave Me This Way, Machine Gun, Love Hangover, a bunch of other stuff. You got Bill Withers on here, some Donna Summer tracks, the OJs. Great little soundtrack album. And so it's just kind of funny to see, all these great songs. And that's part of the reason why I think it was tough to find the movie for a while, trying to get all those music rights when it came out on DVD and that sort of thing. This movie was nominated for some Oscars. The song won a Grammy. And this was taken from the Looking for Mr. Goodbar soundtrack, which is catalog number 77-790 here at WTBR. So here is Boz Scaggs with Lowdown right now on Random Draw.
Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty lowdown. Got you thinking like that, boy. Thank you.
that you made and put it in a jar. Drag out a map that will show you it's heaven very far. You take all of the medicine you need till you find out who you are. Maybe you can't figure why that woman wanna be so cruel, but you just can't forget her.
Winter nights and the city lights and the crying of the train. Every day's a shade of gray. Every memory's a pain. And then you finally use the sense God gave you to come out of the rain. Still you can't figure why that man has got to be so cruel, but you just can't forget it.
We should. sunshine. So shine.
Thunder Island, that was Jay Ferguson. Before that, we heard Can You Fool by Greg Allman. And we started the show off today with Boz Scaggs and his song Lowdown, taken from the Looking for Mr. Goodbar soundtrack. Now, that song Can You Fool is taken from an album called To the Hard Way, which features then-couple Greg Allman and Cher on the album. It's actually an album credited to Allman and Woman, a very progressive title in today's age. As a matter of fact, I think the label Warner Brothers Records even figured nobody would figure out who it was. Even though you can see him on the cover, they even slapped a little sticker on it that says Cher and Greg. So there you go. If you got to know. The album was a critical and commercial flop when it was put out in 1977. And like I said, it's on Warner Brothers Records catalog number 77-837 here at WTBR. It has never been officially released on CD except for that song, which I actually heard for the first time when I have the Allman Brothers box set. Cher did finally get the rights to the album, and she released all the tracks on her YouTube channel back in 2021, so it's not quite a CD release, but you can still listen to all the tracks if you feel like it. So again, that's Greg Allman and Cher with Can You Fool. Follow that up with Jay Ferguson and his smash hit Thunder Island. Jay was a former member of groups like Spirit and JoJo Gunn, and he released his biggest solo album, which was also titled Thunder Island in 1977. It was on Asylum Records catalog number 77-871 here at WTBR. The album went to number 72, but that single I played for you, the title track Thunder Island, was a big hit, reaching number 9 in the Hot 100. It does feature Eagles member Joe Walsh on the slide guitar, so if that sounded familiar, that was Joe Walsh. Nowadays, Ferguson is now known for being a film and TV composer, writing for such shows as NCIS Los Angeles, and he wrote the theme song to the American version of The Office. So there you go, that's Jay Ferguson with his hit Thunder Island. Now, speaking of hits, we're going to go into a little subset of music here. The next three tracks we're going to play for you are all songs that are being released on Greatest Hits albums in 1977. And we're going to start it off with one of the bigger hits of the year, and that's Captain and Tennille and their song Love Will Keep Us Together, which was a huge hit in 1975. Now, the song was written and released by Neil Sedaka in 1973. Now, this version was the title track to the Captain and Tennille's debut album, Love Will Keep Us Together. It was a smash hit, rising all the way to number one, and it won the Grammy Award for Record of the Year that year. Now, by 77, they were releasing their Greatest Hits album, which only reached number 55 on the U.S. charts. And by 1980, they had pretty much wrapped up their recording career. So, taken from Captain and Tennille's Greatest Hits on A&M Records catalog number 77-899, here is the smash hit Love Will Keep Us Together right now on Random Draw.
Just gotta be strong to stop, 'cause I touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Yeah, there's a guy with a ticket to Mexico. No, he couldn't look much stranger.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
Paul Simon with 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Before that, we heard Earl Guthrie with his song Coming Into Los Angeles. And before that, we heard Captain Tennille and their smash hit Love Will Keep Us Together. So again, three tracks off of three greatest hits albums all released in 1977. So that Earl Guthrie track Coming Into Los Angeles was coming, I have to say, Los Angeles whenever I hear that song. I don't normally say it like that, but there you go. Was taken from the Warner Brothers album The Best of Earl Guthrie, which was catalog number 77-840. Now, the track originally was on his second album called Running Down the Road, which was released in 1969. While the song didn't necessarily chart anywhere, it is a very well-known radio hit, and it was made more famous when it was performed at Woodstock, and it was featured in that motion picture and the soundtrack album to that movie. This greatest hits package was certified gold, and it bubbled into the charts. It says it peaked at number 202 just outside the charts, but everyone who lives around the Berkshires here pretty much has a copy of Earl Guthrie albums somewhere in their thing. So again, it's Earl Guthrie with Coming Into Los Angeles. And we finished up that greatest hit set with Paul Simon and his song 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. This 1975 song was originally taken from his album Still Crazy After All These Years, and it was Paul Simon's only number one solo hit in the United States. This Greatest Hits album, which was released on Columbia Records, catalog number 77-838, I guess it was considered kind of a contract of a fulfillment album. He hadn't put out an album in 2 years since Crazy All These Years, and he didn't have any new material enough to make an album, so he released the Greatest Hits, which featured two new songs on there. And like most things that Simon released in the 70s, the album was a hit, and it reached number 18 on the charts, and it was certified platinum. So that's Paul Simon with 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. All right, we're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. I'll be right back in a few moments to play some more great random music from the year 1977. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts, retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available online at sandrini.com.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at pittsfieldtv.org. The whole story since 1986, PCTV. See it all, decide for yourself.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
WTBR. Brick, are you just looking at things in the office and saying that you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
Welcome back to Random Draw, where we all love lamp. All right, well, I got you here. I want you to remind you to get the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google and Amazon and all those great places. The easiest place I always find is just go to right to our station's website, WTBRFM.com. You can get all the podcasts for my show and every other show on the channel, see the schedule for programming. You can submit your own show ideas, and there's a button at the top that says Donate, and we more than appreciate anything you can do to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music right now. We're going to get a little funky right now. We're going to get the title track from a motion picture that I had never heard of until I started doing this record. And it's Johnny Taylor with a song called Disco 9000. This Arkansas-born soul singer and songwriter was putting out his 12th album in 1977, the aforementioned Disco 9000. This was a follow-up to his giant 1976 smash hit Disco Lady, which was a number one hit. The single for Disco 9000 would only go as high as number 86 on the Hot 100, and the album didn't do so much better by peaking at only number 183. However, like I said, it's the official soundtrack recording to a movie called Disco 9000, which, according to the tagline on IMDb, is about a man by the name of Fast Black is bullied to play another record label's music at his disco club, but continually refuses because it ain't groovy enough. So now I found a new movie I'm going to have to find and watch. So here's Johnny Taylor with that song, Disco 9000, right now on Random Draw.
LA, here's to you for being the kind of place a man can do his due. Out here, the hippies hip and they get their kicks bumping all night long out on Sunset Strip to the music of the brother man.
Music of the brother man.
He's got himself a plan.
Ooh.
That makes him king of Boogie Land. Down at the disco, 9000. You better get that early. It's gonna be crowded. Down at the disco, 9000. People from coast to coast are talking about it, about it. So there's another man, he's got a boogie plan, and he wants to be the king of all boogie land. But his game is weak, and the brother plays for keeps, cause you can't half step to no boogie beat. And the way he plays the game, let's get funky, Fast Black's the man. I'm the only king of a disco man. Down at the disco, 9000.
Down at the disco.
You better get there early, it's gonna be crowded. Down at the disco, 9000. People from coast to coast are talking about it, about it. It ain't nothing but a party, a place where you can get down, 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 with some bad chicks and some guys that slick, 16 stories off the ground, down at the disco, 9000, down at the disco, 9000. Some guy that
slick, 16 stories off the ground. I'm talking about the disco.
Oh, yes.
Bee Gees with Night Fever. And before that, we heard the Spinners with Easy Come, Easy Go. And we started off this funky set of music with Johnny Taylor and his song Disco 9000. Now that Spinners, they're a rock and roll Hall of Fame group hailing from Detroit who released a series of soulful singles in the 1970s, including 18 top 40 hits on the Hot 100. Now, similar to Johnny Taylor, they had a smash hit in 1976 with the song Rubber Band Man, and they were following that up in 1977 with an album that didn't go quite as well. The single that I played, Easy Come, Easy Go, did not chart on the Hot 100, and the album only peaked at number 57. But they would go on to have two more top 10 hits in the coming years, so don't feel so bad. And the Spinners are still one of the best groups of all time, and certainly deserving of a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. So there you go. That was the Spinners with Easy Come, Easy Go. And we've talked a lot about smash hits during this show, but it doesn't get much more smashier or hittier than Night Fever by the Bee Gees. This song, of course, was taken from the soundtrack album to Saturday Night Fever, which was released on RSO Records, and it was catalog number 77-813 here at WTBR. That song just screamed up to number one after only 7 weeks on the charts, and then once it got there, it stayed there for 8 straight weeks. And the first 5 of those weeks, the number two song in the country was Staying Alive, taken from the same album by the same group. So there you go. And I think songs written by Barry Gibb had like 4 of the top 5 songs that week or something, a couple of those weeks. It was also the number one song of the year for 1977, and it ranked number 42 on the all-time Hot 100 chart that was released in 2018. So again, you can't get much more of a bigger smash hit than Night Fever by the Bee Gees. All right, we got time for a few more tracks. We're going to kick it up a notch and get over to the rock side of things, and we're going to open it up with a track called Cross-Eyed Mary, which was taken from another Greatest Hits album. This is on Jethro, the best, it's called Repeat, the Best of Jethro Tull Volume 2 on Chrysalis Records. So this track, Cross-Eyed Mary, was originally released on the album Aqualung, and the song itself is sort of a companion piece to that song, Aqualung. It was never really released as a single in this, you know, any place, but it was very much so a radio hit. So we're going to listen to Cross-Eyed Mary right now by Jethro Tull right now on Random Draw.
playground. Yes, no kicks from little boys. Rather make it with a electric grave. Maybe her attention is drawn by Aqualung. Watches through the railings as they play. Cross out Mary, goes jumping in again. She signs no contract, but she always plays a game.
Brighter than a morning star. She is so beautiful, portrait of a sunset. She got everything, including my old car. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. Next time you see her, tell her that I care. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. Next time I see you, boy, you better be well. I'm just trying to warn you that you're bound to get hurt. I couldn't be her last love, so how could you be her first? I want to tell you, buddy, things are bound to get rough. I know that she's only flirting, but I think that I've had enough. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. Next time you see her, tell her that I care. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. Next time I see you, boy, you better be well. And if you see her again, I will surely kill you. And if you see her again, I will surely kill you. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. Next time you see her, tell her that I care. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. Next time I see you, boy, you better be well.
ZZ Top with Just Got Paid. And before that, we heard Eric Clapton, his song Next Time You See Her. And we started this last set of music off with Jethro Tull and his song Cross-Eyed Mary. Now, that Eric Clapton tune, Next Time You See Her, was taken from his 1977 album Slow Hand, which was released on RSO Records, just like the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. It's catalog number 77-800, obviously one of the biggest albums of Clapton's career. Peaked number 2 up on the Billboard charts and had such big hits as Cocaine, Wonderful Tonight, and Lay Down Sally. I played one of the off tracks because you've heard those ones plenty of time, and I couldn't fit the core on the show today. That's my favorite song off the album. But Next Time You See Her is also one of my favorites, so there you go. That was Eric Clapton with Next Time You See Her. And we close the show out today with Just Got Paid by ZZ Top. No, that song did not come out originally in 1977. It was actually from their album Rio Grande Mud that was released in 1972. We're taking it from a Greatest Hits album. This Greatest Hits album was released in 1977 on London Records, catalog number 77-841 here at WTBR. And it spans the years from 1971 to 1970. It's like their first four albums or so, three or four albums. Great Greatest Hits package, one of the early. I remember listening to this on an 8-track as a kid, this album. My parents had that. This song wasn't one of their big singles, but it's always been a radio hit for the band. The album peaked at number 94, but it has been certified double platinum. I think that was probably from their success they had in the 80s. Well, that was ZZ Top and Just Got Paid. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit our website at WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, Dave Cachet, and we will see you later.